Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got to rave about my kiddo here for just a minute. This kid, my son, I don't know how he does it, but he can just make money like, boom, nobody's business. Super quick. He's really into his 3D printing, and so he's constantly printing stuff, and he goes to all these craft fairs and events, and he walks away with $500, $600, $700, you know, for
what?
A Saturday.
For him.
He's making really good money with his 3D printing.
Is he saving it at least? Or
yeah, we're doing that whole thing where we're making him like, you gotta save some of this.
Yeah.
This is real life.
200
you know?
For yourself, 500 away, something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, which is like pulling teeth for a teenage boy. He's like,
you have all that.
I want a mountain bike. I want an electric bike. I want this. I want that. I was like, no, buddy, you gotta save a little bit. So anyway, he had to buy some new filament and things like that. And, you know, we order it on our Amazon account. So he's like $100 in the hole with us right now just because he's had to order some product. So we told him that, and he's like, oh, man, I go with you guys at $100. And I was like, yeah, you do. So what he did over the past couple days is he printed a bunch more stuff. And then yesterday, him and his buddy grabbed a wagon, old school wagon, loaded up the wagon full of 3D printed things, and went door to door, and within about an hour and a half, he had $100.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Went out and made that money.
I was like, are you sure you want to do this? You probably don't want to bug people. Like, nah, let's not. He's like, I'm gonna make you money back.
That is
like,
amazing.
I was really impressed.
You should be. He went old school, door to door, face to face, like interactions with people.
This is pure like entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Type attitude. I mean, like, I think, who was it, Buffett or Cuban went door-to-door selling trash bags as a kid?
I think it was Mark Cuban.
Could have been Mark Cuban.
Yeah, I think that's his story.
It reminds me very much of that. Maybe it was newspapers for Buffett. It doesn't matter. He's just got that spirit in him that he's like, give me an hour, I'll go make $100. And he does. And I got to start taking notes from this kid.
Well, you know what, Dad and Mom at home? Give yourself a pat on the back because he didn't just wake up one day and do that. You instilled that in him that,
I think
you know,
so.
If you need to make that money, it's up to you. Guess what's not going to happen? $100 isn't going to fall from the
exactly.
sky.
Exactly. You got to
you know?
Work for it.
You have to go out and make that happen. So way to go, Dad.
Well, you're well. Thank
that's
you.
Me.
That's very nice of you. Yes,
know,
it was all
like,
me.
Okay, actually.
Actually,
yes.
It was all me.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was very impressed by it, and you know, not to toot my horn even more about him, but they went to a house where a woman left a note on her door that said, please don't ring the bell, I'm going through chemo.
Oh.
And you know, don't you just if only if you're like you need a signature for something, but please, I'm trying to rest. And they left a bunch of stuff at her doorstep.
Oh.
They just left her a bunch of things. And I was like, damn it.
It's like tear up almost.
I know.
Yes.
I was kind of getting a little choked up just talking about it right here. But I was like, that was really, really nice of you. I'm
She's
very
probably
proud
gonna
of
wake
you.
Up and be like, "What is this random
She's
dragon?
Gonna be like, what is all this junk? Who left all this junk in my front porch?"
Very sweet, but what is happening here?
But you know, he came rolling in and he handed over. He opened up his little wallet and he gave me cash. And you know, on top of that, he did text me about halfway through. He's like, "Hey, can you send me your Venmo QR?" And so I was like, sure. So I'm getting like pinged on my phone, you know, $5, $10, $30. Like people were just whoop, whoop, sending him Venmo. And he was selling his stuff. So I'm really proud of him.
You should be.
He's
you
a good kid.
Be. Way he's to our, go, kid.
He's our good Bubba, for sure. He's our Bubba boy.
Oh,
so.
The Bubba.
Little Bubba.
You call him Bubba?
We do.
Yeah?
Yeah, from time to time. Bubba.
Aww.
Bubba.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a Bubba in my family, too. My brother, the baby, is Baby Bubba.
Baby Bubba?
Yeah, so he's like 6'2", 220 pounds.
He's a big Bubba.
We call him Baby Bubba every time I see him.
Does he go to door-to-door and sell things, too?
I'm sure he used to.
Isn't that funny? I feel like, does every family have a Bubba?
Every family has to have a Bubba,
every family
right?
has a Bubba.
Come on, that's like a nickname that is passed down from generation to generation. We have to keep Bubba going. Josh,
do you Josh, do you have a Bubba in
do
your
you have
family?
A Bubba?
I can't say that we do.
What?
So I'm looking at you like, really? Do we?
Yeah,
the
I feel
can't
like
stop
every family
with you.
Has a
Bubba.
The Bubba can't stop
no,
with me.
No, the Bubba can't. We need to call you Bubba now.
Okay.
Your nickname
you like
needs
that?
To be Bubba.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Bubs. What up, Bubs?
I've literally never been called that, so
no?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We've got a nephew that is a Bubba.
Really?
I know a couple of kids at school that are Bubbas.
Yeah.
But it's not short for, like, you know, Bubba, like, Bob is short for
no.
so-and-so. Or,
no.
No?
My brother's name is Logan.
Oh, what?
So, but we just call him Baby Bubba.
I've never heard this.
I just went out to dinner for my birthday with my bestie and her cousin, who we also call Bubba.
What is happening right now?
I feel like there has to be a Bubba.
Your family was too high class for a Bubba.
Too bougie for Bubba.
Those, you got Valor kids in your family. There's no Bubbas in Valor
yeah,
families.
What are the nicknames you give each other? Like, what's your nickname growing up? Do you
like
have
high,
one?
Like Caviar.
Grizz. Yeah.
You called each other Grizz?
No.
You all have the
Jesus.
Same last name.
They just called me Josh.
Louis Vuitton.
Or Schwa. Like, what you, Schwa.
I called him
Schwa.
Yeah.
Or,
Shua. I call him Shua. That's my nickname
I'm trying to
for
think.
Josh.
I didn't really have a nickname for my family. No, they just called me Josh.
They just
Joshua.
Call you the names of the men on the paper money, like Grant. Hey, Grant.
What's
hey,
up,
Benny?
Washington?
No, we had Benjamin.
Yeah, they're too high end for they're too high end for Bubba's
too
Katie. You gotta know who you're
Bubba.
Talking to. They had a maid. They had a house cleaner.
I never had this. Yeah, I really didn't.
Your dad? No one called your dad Bubba?
No, well, let's
no,
not get into that.
Absolutely not.
Let's not get into
Katie,
that.
Katie, we called him father.
Father?
Father. Mother, where's father?
A gold-plated toilet needs
Mommy,
washed
where's
father.
Daddy?
I don't think I want to call you Bubba. For some reason, that makes me uncomfortable
yeah,
to call you
I
Bubba. Because
just...
it's almost like, I don't know, another dude calling like another male friend Bubba.
It's
I don't know.
It's relationship-y,
kind of. It's relationship-y.
Yeah.
And then I'll get people talking.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want yeah. that. We can't have
we
that.
We already have had that, so. We
just, yeah,
oh,
I don't know.
Bubba.
I,
yeah.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Oh, because you know how that's how we do it. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
Bubba.
Nope, that's not it.
Oh, Bubba. Ooh.
No, no, no.
Oh, Bubba.